That's how we move.
Now the shit's about to kick off. This party looks
Chris, back on Buzz of the Week. We've been missing a couple weeks, but we're back. Fresh dress, 50 Cent.
Ooh, what a rhyme.
Yeah, I stole that from Atmosphere.
Yes.
We've talked video games. We don't talk enough about video games, but this is the ultimate week of video games. Why, Chris? Tell us why.
Because it was E3. The big convention where all the game people come and give all their games and their trailers and they tell you what they're up to.
Damn right. Chris, have you ever been to E3?
No.
I have. It's a pretty dope party.
What year did you go?
Event. It was in LA, and I was I worked on a few things with PlayStation because Nike had a connection with that. So
really?
We had our space downtown was right next to the convention center. So they I don't want to say it was Super Smash Bros. No, what's Sony's version of that game?
Oh wow. That's funny. That's how bad it was that I don't even remember the name. But I remember it was like the lead, they had like Kratos was in it, and it was basically like PlayStation Heroes or something.
Yeah, it was basically Super Smash Brothers, but PlayStation version. And
it is called All-Star Battle Royale.
Yeah, that space down there for Nike basketball. And they took that whole space and made it the demo for that so
damn,
people could come in and play the game. Yeah, it was cool. And then we all got a pass and took turns like going through the floor. And it was also that year that it obviously didn't come out. It wasn't out yet, but Mario Kart 3D, but like Nintendo DS 3D.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it was a while. It was like almost 10 years ago.
That's been a minute.
Almost 8 years ago. I'm gonna say this right now. E3 throws the fucking craziest parties.
Really?
That same year too. That same, they got the money. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. They got money, and I think this was around the same time. I could be wrong, but DJ Hero.
Oh yeah, came out, which was like,
I had that. I liked that game. Was tight. I sucked at it though.
Well, it's because it was really, really hard.
I don't know why. It was really hard, and I didn't know that you needed to calibrate it, and I didn't ever calibrate it.
Wiki. I suck.
I thought it was dope, and like I actually bought like the M&M was like the face of it, so they had like this limited edition version of it. It had like a case and like a turntable coffin, and you would just like it was Guitar Hero, but for like all the hip hop,
what's his name was DJ involved style. With it too. You know the guy,
DJ AM.
Yeah, that's right.
AM was involved in it too. But at that year that I was there for E3, Rihanna, M&M. Played the Acclaim party.
Okay.
And that was like the party to talk about.
Did you go?
No. I couldn't get in.
No.
Like, I couldn't get in, but it was like Staples. It was at Staples Center. I was so bummed. Like, I was like, oh, man. Yeah. E3 is wild, man. You just got all these video game companies who have millions of dollars of budgets. And they go all out, and it's
because
the craziest
it's like
thing.
Because they're Comic Con, like they want to impress, they want to show up.
Yes,
they want to get the hype going for the game they've been working on.
Right, and the funny thing is, and this is just my own experience. I think it kind of reflects a little bit in Silicon Valley, the show, because there's that scene where like Kid Rock is like playing this concert. There's like 50 people, and he's like, "Fucking hate that." And he's like,
"Hate Kid Rock."
Getting paid, so like Kid Rock's anyway. Dude, there's like almost like a nerd top tier if you've like come up with this fucking dope game.
Yeah,
because like the hottest girls like were with the strangest, nerdiest guys, and I was like, there's hope for us all.
if these doors can get girls, then we're all fine.
Yeah, I was like I have
like,
a chance.
I'm gonna make something out of myself one day, no matter what my mom says.
E3's crazy. It's going down. Chris, what are some of your favorite takeaways from this week?
My favorite takeaways are the Spider-Man trailer. I'm just giving my top three. The Spider-Man trailer that they dropped about the gameplay that's coming out for PS4 is amazing.
Yep.
What else? You give me one. I'll give you one. You give me one.
This is an interesting thing. They're rebooting Resident Evil 2?
They're like it's like a redo on it.
This is which has never really been done.
Yeah, well, they did like for Zero is kind of like its own game, but then they remade. They've done some stuff similar to it before. They never actually full on done it, but so it's not like it's well deserved. The game has been. I mean, people want it for a lot.
Oh, it's a classic game. Classic game, one of the best. Sure.
Defined a genre.
Obviously, Mario Party actually.
Another Mario Party. People have been waiting on a Mario Party game forever.
This Mario Party looks fucking fun, though, and it's all through the Switch, and, like, people are at a bar just, like, finger-popping the Switch.
Finger-popping that Switch, though.
Right. The Cyberpunk game looks
dope. Cyberpunk 2077, I guess. 2077? Yeah, that looks really good. That could be a bit, I mean, it's not like it's a sleeper game because people have wanted it for a long time, but it's one of those games that, like, I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, damn, this looks sweet, man. Like, I would play the crap out of this.
Yeah, it's like a futuristic Grand Theft Auto kind of feel, like,
yeah, like a cyberpunk Grand Theft Auto kind of.
Yeah, it looks dope. What else? What's your thoughts on this Doom Eternal?
I mean, the last Doom they did was really good. So, and it left on a cliffhanger. So it's about time. That's what I will say for sure. I think that as long as they keep in the vein that they've been doing, it's gonna be good.
I gotta ask you this too. Halo.
Halo Infinite. Yeah. Master Chief is
back. I'm not talking about Beyonce.
Not talking about that Beyonce, though. Not that Halo.
Yeah. Not that Halo. Yeah, no, Halo Infinite is... Look, the trailer looks good. Obviously, they're going to come out with a crispy trailer, but...
I mean, yeah. Like, they weren't going to do that.
Ghost, is Halo not to the point where it's not overkill, but it's, like, considered classic?
Yeah, I mean, people are always going to want, as long as they keep making... I mean, Master Chief games, and they're going to do... They're always going to be doing stuff like, oh, okay, well, this takes place in this area, and... Oh, this character's here. Master Chief's back, and he's the same but different and stuff. And it's like, okay,
right?
Like, what?
Let me ask you this: like,
wasn't this supposed to just be a trilogy? Like, what happened there?
That is true. And they were supposed Peter Jackson supposed to make the movie?
There was going
to
be a movie for a long time, and then there just wasn't.
I'm curious though, I don't know because I don't play Halo. I'm more of a PlayStation dude myself, but. There was like a big deal that the Master Chief and his iconic helmet returned.
Yeah, you saw the helmet.
Why is that a big thing?
Why is that iconic?
Is it just saying like it's iconic because we got to see it again in a new
Halo
game?
Yeah, because people have been wanting it for a long time and now it's back, thankfully.
It wasn't like it was missing in the last game?
No, it's not like he was helmetless or anything like that.
Yeah, true. I came across this too, but didn't they already do... Hitman 2?
They did, yeah. Well, they've had a whole bunch of series. They had the Bloodline series, and another one, and then there's a lot of those.
So, is this like a reboot? They do a reboot of Hitman? I missed like the first
one. Yeah, I mean they've been trying. That's another series that they just keep making new games for. I feel like even though they're not really that good.
EA's dropping all their. They dropped all their sports games.
Every sports game they've been.
Yeah, they've been fucking around with NBA Live forever. This was the game that I loved. This was like the go-to game. And somehow NBA 2K took over. Now, they've been trying to reboot NBA Live for years. And it's just never
happened.
It hasn't quite grasped the grips. But NBA Live 19 is coming out. It looks interesting. It's the funny thing about basketball games is like, you're very focused on your gear. Like, they got all the sneakers. They got, like, jerseys clothes. Right. It's like, when you create... That was always a great thing about the basketball games is creating a player and, like, living the NBA dream for, like, a couple of hours a day, you know?
Yeah.
I loved that. I would always...
It's like, I totally know. Or it's, like, the same thing you get when you, like, build a team in a football game or whatever. You're like, oh, sweet. Like, I built this thing. This is mine, and I own it, and I'm very excited about to be a part of it. You know, it's, like, just video games. Nothing.
I think I'm going to pick up a PS. I'm on the fence now because they all this talk about PS4 is on the way out and like all these, some cool stuff coming out that I want to play.
Right.
But I'm like, am I really going to drop it? That Spider-Man game looks like it's worth it.
I mean, that Spider-Man game is going to be unreal. So that's super cool. I mean, there's no doubt about that at all.
I mean, I might pick up the kit with the Spider-Man kit.
If they're gonna have a special edition, like that's gonna be freaking sweet.
They are.
Yeah, a special edition of that would be freaking totally worth it. It'll probably be blue and red though. It's like, you want that sitting on. That's what I struggle with. Like the God of War, and I bought God of War. I thought about going up to a PS PlayStation Pro and just to get it, because I was like, okay, it's probably about time to renew. But and they had a special edition. It's like white, has all these runes on it. I'm like, you know, if I'm decorating, not necessarily decorating a house, but if this is gonna be like on the main area of the room, like I don't need it standing out being like white with symbols all over it. It's a plain black one just fits in better. Maybe that's me being an adult. Like younger me would have been like, oh fuck yeah, get that shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely being the married you.
Getting older, you're like, yeah, I don't really want to have that. That's like gonna be ugly. Why don't I just? Get, it's gonna do the same thing. It's just not gonna look ugly.
They're doing three different versions. There's a collector's edition, a digital deluxe edition, and a standard edition. The collector's edition, which you can pre-order now, is the full game, a custom steel book, white spider sticker, because that's obviously the logo's white,
right?
On the blue, I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, what'd you think of his new suit in the game? You like that?
At first, I was like, nah, suit's terrible, but it grew on me.
There's some other really cool, just like going through the list here. Like, there are some other ones. Obviously, the big one for me that I'm excited about, another one, because I only gave one, is The Last of Us Part 2. I think the trailer for it, because it's like one of the best games ever made. The trailer for it's great because you don't even get to see Joel, like the main character in the first game. This is just all about Ellie walking around. Did I say that? That seems like that's right. Yeah. Ellie walking around doing her thing, and like you see gameplay of her, which I love. I thought that was a really cool touch because it's so heavily focused on Joel in the first one. Another one stood out to me, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's gonna talk about Kingdom Hearts because everybody's waiting that for 10 years and it's right, Disney. Right, that's right. Great. We talked 7-7. Obviously, the new Smash Bros. Is great. There's another one that I'm excited to play. There it is. It's I might get it wrong, but it's Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. So that's by the same people that did Dark Souls. So it's like the samurai-based Dark Souls, and you got this like Japanese-inspired samurais, but there's also like bigger samurais. You have to fight in armies and demons. It's the same as Dark Souls, except for going through like, you know, castles and these big giant landscapes of like kind of a destroyed medieval-type world. Instead, this one you got like a feudal Japan-type thing, but still. Super, it's going to be super difficult because that's what the Dark Souls games are. They're punishing. So I'm excited for that because they are absolute agony. Was there another one you saw? You're like, yeah.
Yeah. At least the trailer was really, really good and has my attention. The Tetris effect.
Oh, yeah. That's not on my list. That's funny. I didn't see anything about that. Is it like a game you play with people?
Honestly, the trailer didn't really divulge into too much. Like, it went into this whole like a psychedelic take on
Tetris,
because like apparently there was a study done where people had to play Tetris for like 7 hours or something.
Whoa! And before their brains melted in their heads.
And then like after they stopped playing, they still could see the blocks. So, and then I don't know how this folds into a video game, but like the trailer was trippy, had me intrigued to see like, is this going to be like, I love Tetris. Tetris is like one of my favorite games. So I'm curious if like, this new version is going to be like
how you play it,
how trippy do you know, am I going to want to eat some mushrooms and fucking play Tetris all night?
Yeah, here we go. You know? Sweet, man. There's a lot of good things. I mean, there's some that there's. We like this list I was just going over is like 25 best. And there's some that I'm not as excited about, like Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So it's like Assassin's Creed in Greece. And at this point, I'm just kind of tired of Assassin's Creed games. Rage 1 is really fun. So Rage 2 could be cool because you got to like, it's basically like a Mad Max game where you just mod everything. So you build like your own vehicles and shit. There's a lot. I mean, there's another Gears of War coming with Marcus Fenix in it. So that's pretty cool. There's a lot. There's a ton. Every one of these E3, there's always more games than I expect. This year, I feel like there's a few games people have been waiting a long time for. Like, I've been waiting a long time for a Devil May Cry 5, and we're going to get one of those. Last of Us 2.
Right.
Another Halo for a lot of people. This Spider-Man game they've been teasing forever. Also, this Death Stranding game with Norman Reedus that they've been kicking around from Kojima. I think that's his name. Yeah, Kojima. Forever, he's been wanting, or been teasing about it, and they've been putting out little snippets, so that's going to be a thing. Like Kingdom Hearts 3, Beyond Good and Evil 2, which is like 20 years late. Like there's just a lot. This year just has some big heavy hitters in it.
The tag on to what you're saying, yeah man, this is I haven't heard this much talk about all the things coming out from E3 this much in a while. So props to that. Again, it's got me. I haven't picked up a new console in ever, so I'm like, oh fuck.
Oh fuck.
I know.
The PlayStation 5's coming out 2020, but that's a ways.
What, Grand Theft Auto 6?
No, the freaking PlayStation 5. They keep teasing like 2021, somewhere in that area.
Alright. Okay, well, that makes me feel better. The Spider-Man game's gonna do it. And I know that there's a Grand Theft... there's a new Red Dead Redemption 2. Redemption 2.
Yeah, it'll be
And then Grand Theft Auto is another Grand Theft Auto is lurking.
There's just so many games. If you're into video games, E3 is like the place to be. I mean, you talked about earlier, it's a party place that people want to show off what they have, and then we love following like what are the best ones, who didn't show up, what game were we expecting that we didn't see, like what wasn't there, what is there. So there's so much about it. If you're into video games, like this is the perfect week to just see what's going to roll out. Am I going to get an awesome? I think last year was Breath of the Wild was like the big one. Like, hey, there's a new Zelda game. Finally.
Definitely. I think that's going to do it for Buzz of the Week. Chris, you got any last things to say about E to the 3?
I don't. I'm feeling good.
See, all those trailers, I'll leave you a friendly link from all the coolest trailers in the link below in the description. I'm Bradley Baxter. He's Chris Bucky Watts. This is Buzz of the Week. We'll see you next time. Peace. Come on.